I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Welcome back to the show, everyone. Happy Tuesday. I hope you are feeling oh so good today, and that the intention and the topic of the week here on the show is serving you. This week, if you missed yesterday's episode, if not, go ahead and check it out. But this week, we are focusing on getting really close to the messages that our body sends us, trusting in and listening to the wisdom of our body so that we can really meet our needs. When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. I want to have a moment right now, so for our contemplation practice today, to get some clarity around the messages from our body that we are really good at listening to and taking action on, and the messages from our body that we are terrible at listening to and that we rarely act on. I'm going to give some examples. So we have certain things that our body tells us and guides us to that we are very conditioned to listen to and to act on right away. Some of them because the urge is very strong and we can feel that bodily sensation very specifically. But a lot also because we've been told throughout our entire lives that this is what matters, right? So an example of this is, of course, these are some really big ones. We know what it feels like to be hungry, right? I mean, immediately you can conjure up that feeling of the message that your body sends you when it needs nourishment, right? The feeling of being hungry, you know what that's like. And we know to act on that impulse immediately, right? Most of us do. Most of us don't even really get to the point of being totally starving. We eat before that, right? Same with being thirsty. The body sends us a message. It needs hydration. We know what that feeling is like. We know what the message of being thirsty that our body sends us actually feels like. And we know how to act on it, right? But there are other messages that are as strong, right? As big, that we feel in an equally intense way, but that we don't act on in the similar way. An example of this for me personally, and this might resonate for you, is when our bodies ask us for rest, right? The body getting really tired. We've kind of been told all throughout our lives that we are supposed to push through tiredness. We are supposed to work a certain amount of hours a day. We're supposed to power through. And if we feel tired, we're supposed to take something or drink something or eat something or do something that makes that tiredness go away, right? Very few of us were actually taught as we were kids that when we feel tired, we'll go rest, right? Go take a nap. Like, what does that actually mean as we grow into working adults? It's a harder thing to do. So I wanted just to have a practice today, or for you to contemplate a little bit, which messages that your body sends you are you really good at answering right away? Might be things like hunger, things like thirst, things like going to the bathroom, right? Many, many, many other things that our body tells us all throughout our day. And what are the messages your body tells you that you have gotten really good at ignoring? Chances are there is one particular one that you don't listen to as much. So getting a little bit closer to this right now, you can just take a deeper breath, feel into the body, and start to identify things your body tell you that you know how to act on. And then things your body tells you that you actually don't know how to listen to, or that maybe messages that you can only catch when you are totally present. Maybe you need a little more space around yourself to actually be able to hear these things. And this could be things that relate to our emotional well-being. You know, I love that saying that crying is a bodily function, just like having to pee and having to go to the bathroom. When we feel the need to cry, we actually need to cry. But we've been taught for most of our lives that we shouldn't cry, that we should keep our feelings on the inside and bottled up. So, of course, when we have to pee, we go to the bathroom. And when we feel like we're going to cry, we hold it in. So getting a little bit conscious around which messages from your body you feel are acceptable, things that you can actually talk about easily and listen to and answer to right away, and which messages you feel really disconnected from, or which ones you have been used to or become used to ignoring really easily. I highly recommend you journal on this, because getting really close to the answers to all of this is going to help you understand yourself. And of course, get clarity around which message you tend to ignore. Chances are that message from your body has a big key to something challenging in your life. If you are always ignoring that need and that urge to rest when you're tired, that says something about how you're living your life, and probably a lot about your well-being too, the way that says a lot about me, right? Sometimes we feel the urge to move our bodies in a different way, right? To sweat, to get up and go, to dance, to move. But maybe we don't, and we go and we lie down on the couch, or we choose something that maybe isn't serving us instead. I love the idea of getting so close to what my body tells me that I can actually trust in my intuition all throughout the day and all week long, and actually let my body lead the way more than my conditioned mind. Because the truth is, when our body speaks to us, most of the time we can really trust that. There are big things our body asks of us sometimes that we also have become used to ignoring that could actually make a huge change in our lives. Sometimes our body feels unsafe, and we get these messages that we need to look for security and safety, that there's something about a situation or a person or a relationship that makes us feel really unsteady. That's also the body telling us to change something, maybe to leave a situation or to ask for help or support in different ways. So when we start unlocking this communication with ourselves, learning to listen to the messages our body tells us, we are going to go down this path of huge exploratory healing. We're going to learn more about who we are and what we need and how to give ourselves what we need all day long. So please go journal on this. Your journaling prompt for the day is: messages my body sends me that I have gotten used to ignoring are. Messages my body sends me that I have gotten used to ignoring are. And messages my body sends me that I'm good at listening to are. Messages my body sends me that I'm good at listening to are. You can free write on this. Of course, you can make up your own prompt, do your own thing. Just focus on which messages are you good at ignoring and which messages are you good at listening to. And just get some clarity around that. See where this practice takes you. Thank you so much for tuning in with me today. I'll be back tomorrow.